We are on Daf Nun Chesamid Beis, and we are 2, 4, 6, 8, about 11 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. So we saw yesterday in the beginning of the Perek, and we mentioned the din that Tama Nishchet B'Shmoneh Mechtzah V'Karav V'Teisha Mechtzah, that in general, on a regular weekday, one is makar the carbon tomichel ben arbayim 8.5 hours into the day. It takes a full hour to be makar of it, and it's finished at 9.5 hours into the day. And we quoted the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Levi, and then the opinion of Rava. Rava said that the midiraisa, the mitzvah of hakravas tomichel ben arbayim, is the entire afternoon, because it says ben arbayim. The reason why we push it off until 8.5 hours into the afternoon is because there is a din which states that after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, you're not allowed to be makriv any other karbanis, and therefore, in order to enable people to be makriv nidarim and nidavos, we push off the hakravas atamid, and this way there is sufficient time, there's ample time to be makriv the Nidarma and Nidavis, so therefore on a regular day it's 8.5 hours into the day. Whereas if it's an Erev Pesach, so then we're makar of the Karban Tamid 7.5 hours into the day. In other words, we're makdim it, we bring it forward an hour earlier, and this way we're giving additional time in order to be makar of all of the Psachim. And finally, we said if Erev Pesach falls on an Erev Shabbos on a Friday, then we're makdim it to 6.5 hours to its Ikr Hadin in order to allow for the Shchitas Psachim and the Tzlias Psachim, because the Tzlias Pesach is not Deich Shabbos. So, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shaloy Yehidavar Kodim L'Tomish Shal Shachar. Talmud Leima V'Arach Alea Ha'Ayla. So let's just read this whole pasuk. It says V'Aish Al Hamizbech Tukad Bei Leisichta. There's an Issa D'Raisa to extinguish the Aish on the Mizbech. And it says Zubir Alea Kain Eitzim Babayke Babayker V'Arach Alea Ha'Ayla. It says, and he will arrange upon it Ha'Ayla with a Heya Yediya. V'Arach Alea Ha'Ayla. V'hiktir aleha chelvei hashlamim. V'hiktir aleha chelvei hashlamim. So again, it says, how do I know that you're not allowed to be makdim anything to the Tom Shal Shachar? Because it says, v'arach aleha ha'ayla. Says the Gemara, my Talmudah. Where do you see on the word ha'ayla that it's referring to the Tom Shal Shachar? On that, Amar Rava, it says, ha'ayla, with a yidia, oila rishayna. If you look at Rashi directly across, a little bit down, Rashi says, ha'oila, oila rishayna, midalik siv, arach alea, oila, ela ha'oila, hachika amar, v'arach alea, miyad, ha'oila chashuva, habur tchila lechala oilais. Meaning, what you put first on the maracha, on the mizbeach, you put the tamid shel shachar. V'hainu oilas tamid, the Pashas Karbanis, the Karban Tavik Siv Bereisha. So when it's referring to the Oila, with the Hayyidiyah, it's referring to the Oila's Tamid, which is the first, and therefore that is first on the list. Uvinayin She'ein Dava Karev Acha Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. And how do we know that you're not allowed to be makar of anything after the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim? Tamid Lema, because again, that Pasuk continues to say, V'hiktir Aleha Chelvei Hashlamim. You will be maktir upon it v'chelvei Hashlamim. V'hiktir aleh chelvei Hashlamim. So, says the Gemara once again, my Talmudah. What exactly is the limud? What's the yalfu? So where do we see from here? You're not allowed to be makir of other karbonis post the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Am Rabbaya, aleh shlamim v'leh al chaver tishlamim. On it will there be shlamim, and not on its friend, meaning not on the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim can you be makriv shlamim, meaning on the Tamid Shel Shachar you can be makriv shlamim, but on the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim you can't be makriv after it shlamim, implying that that's the last one. Says the Gemara, Maskev LaRava, Okay, maybe the way you're learning it, Abaya, maybe the only thing it's preventing you from being makriv is shlamim post tamid shel ben Abaya. So im shlamim we don't makriv ha oilois makriv, but maybe you're allowed to be makriv oilois. Alamar Rava, so Rava says no. The Yafu says like this. Some of the gears aleha hashlamim. Alea hashlim kol hakarbones kulan. So it means like this, and it's important just to get this drasha clear. So again, the pasuk says v'arach alea ha'ayla, meaning to say, what do you makriv? What do you makter first on this mizbeach? Ha'ayla, the ayla ha'yidia, the ayla's tamid shal shachar. And it's about that it says v'hikter alea. And upon it, you can be mashlim all the karbanis you want. On it, you can be mashlim and makriv and makter all the karbanis you want. On the oila of the tamid shel shachar, you can be mashlim all the karbanis which you want. But on the oila shel ben arba'im, you're not allowed to be makriv and mashlim any other karbanis. So we're learning out from this din of olea hashlim, upon it, upon the Tamid Shel Shachar, bring other karbonas, but on the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, you're not to bring any other karbonas. And this is going to be, we're going to see in the next sugya, there's going to be an Isser Asay to be makriv any other carbon after your makriv, the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. That is what the Gemara is teaching us. We'll just look at one Tashin Teretz of Tezah over here. Tezah says, Ha'oila, Oila Rishay, no? Here we're saying that it says ha oila with a hey ayidia, which is teaching me that the tamid shel shachar is the first carbon. Fractasis in perik kalatadir mafkin and mikra achrina desnan hatmidin kaidmin lemusafin. When the oila's tamid comes before the other musafin of the day. Shenemar milvad oilas haboiker asher la oilas hatamid, implying that the oilas tamid, the tamid shel shachar, comes first, and so on. If you go down to the last of the narrow lines, it says v'yesh lemer no dahasim itzrich lumusafin deleikadmi. Over there, the Gemara is bringing a pasuk to tell me that the oilas tamid shel shachar comes before the carbon musaf. Whereas in our sugya, we're coming to say that don't think you can bring nedarim and nedavos before the oilas tamid. V'tzrichin, I actually need both of these makaris. In other words, I need to tell you that the tamid shel shachar comes before the musaf, the tamid shel shachar comes before nedarim and nedavos, the shema musafin hamiri shein karban tzibur. Maybe there's a maila and a chumra, because it's also a carbon sibur. You bring many more nedarim and nedavos than tamidin. You bring one tamid in the morning, one tamid in the afternoon. In which case, you might have thought that maybe nedarim and nedavos come first. So that is legabe the thesis is discussing the tamid shel shachar. Fine. I'll go upon him. We've said so far a makar from this very important, from this pasuk. This pasuk is the makar that nothing comes before the tamid shel shachar and nothing comes after the tamid shel ben arba'im. Now we're going to see there are some exceptions. So we say like this: Tana Rabbanan, tamid kodem lepesach. This is referring to the tamid shel ben arba'im. Tamid shel ben arba'im comes before the carbon pesach. This is going to be one of the exceptions. The carbon pesach comes after the tamid. Pesach kodem l'kteris. The Pesach comes before you makter the kteris in the evening. Kteris kodem is l'neiris, and the kteris comes before the neiris. So according to this brisa, it's tamid pesach kteris neiris. That is going to be the seder. We just said that the tamid is, you're not allowed to be makter anything after the tamid. So we say Yeuchar davar shenamer by ba'erev ubein arba'im, ledavar shenamer by ba'erev ella bein arba'im bilvad. Meaning, why are we saying over here in this brisa that the Korban Pesach comes after the Korban Tamid. I always said before, the Korban Tamid is the last thing. The Targum says it's a Gzeiras HaKasev. It's a special Gzeiras HaKasev because by the Korban Pesach it says both the words Beinu Arbayim and the word Ba'erev. Oh, it says the word Ba'erev, so Ba'erev has got a connotation of later on in the day. Later on in the day, whereas the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim only says Bein Arbayim, and one says Ba'erev and Bein Arbayim, in which case we're learning out this din of Ye'uchar Davar. Ye'uchar Davar Shneimer Bei Ba'erev U'Bein Arbayim, L'Davar Shneimer Bei Ba'erev Ela Bein Arbayim Bovad. That is the reason why the Pesach comes after the Tamid. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, Afogav the Tamid Tadir, meaning, why do I need the Pasuk to tell me, why is the Pasuk telling me Ba'erev to tell me the Pesach comes afterwards? Typically, that it's Pashut, the Tadir should come first. The Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim should come first because it is Tadir. And the Klal is, as we know, Tadir Vishina, Tadir Kodim. If you have a choice of bringing two karbanos, one is more frequent, one is more common than the other. So that comes first. Says Tezis, Itzrich Lemichtav, the Havaminesha Pesach Yakdim. I would still think that the Pesach comes first, Mishum Aleha Hashleim. Because we just said that there's an Isra'sei, to be makriv something after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And therefore, I might have thought that there's no din, Tadav Shin, Tadav Kodim over here, insofar as there's another Gzeiras HaKasev of Aleha Hashlim, which tells me that the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim needs to be the last thing which you're makriv. That's the reason. I'm sorry? You're asking that maybe the fact that the Torah presents a particular place when your makriv, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Well, I don't know if Tadir doesn't mean fixed time. It's not the same as fixed time. It's just morning, frequency, I think. Fine, Al-Kubanim, so we've said in the Braise that the first comes the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and then comes the Korban Pesach. Why? Because by Korban Pesach it says the word Ba'erev also. Fine. Now, Fragbi Gemara Yahi, Keteris Veneris Nami Nikdemu LePesach. So we should preface the Haktaris Sakteris and the Hadlakas Haneris also before Pesach for the very same reason. Because Ye'uchar Davar Shneimer Bei Ba'erev U'Bein Arbayim L'Davar Shneimer Bei Ela Bein Arbayim Bovad. I mean, if the Korban Pesach has a Gzeiras HaKasev that it says the word Ba'erev, so surely that should be a reason to say it comes even after the Keteris and the Neiris. Because by the Keteris and the Neiris, it doesn't say the word Ba'erev. Now, if you look at Tezvis, the second Tezvis down, Keteris and Neiris, Nikdim LaPesach, Hekshar Yivah, what do you mean? Ali Benares Nami Ksiv Mi Erev Ad Baiker, Umali Erev Mali Ba'erev. Okay, it doesn't say the word Ba'erev, but it says Me Erev. So, that's pretty much as if it says the word Ba'erev, in which case the Pesach doesn't have anything over the Neiris. Mishleim de Me Erev Ad Baiker Itzrich Litin La Midasa. That word, that phrase, me Aravad Baker, is coming to teach me something else. It's coming to teach me the amount of oil which you need to put in to the Nair to ensure that it lasts and it burns the whole night. I mean, it's not coming to tell me when in the evening you are makrivit. But Kitzer, what have we said? We've said, first comes the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, then comes the Pesach. Why? Because by Pesach it also says the word Erev. Frag the Gemara, if so, then the Pesach should come after the Keteris and the Neiris. What's Pshat? So we say no. Shiny awesome, the Miet Rachmana Oisoi. There is a Gzeiras HaKasev in the Parsha of Neiris, which tells me that the Neiris has to be at the end. Shani asked the Midrash Mana Oisei. The Danya, the Brisa says like this: Mi Erev Vaad Boiker Tein La Midasa. What does it mean, Erev Vaad Boiker Tein La Midasa? You need to give a certain measurement, which is a chatzi loig of oil for every single ner, which will suffice even the longest nights of Tkufas Teves. Tein La Midasa Shetei Like His Erev Vaad Boiker. That's one shot. Davracher ein lecha avoida shikshera mi erevad baker elazu belvad. The only avoida which is kshera in the evening, which extends and goes to the morning, is the hadlakas neiros. My time amakra yarech oisa yareinu vanav mi erevad baker. So this is an avoida which is done in late in the evening and it continues late at night till the following morning. So we darshan oisoy mi erevad baiker, ve'ein davracher mi erevad baiker, and therefore we're not going to allow the hakrava of the Karban Pesach after the hadlakas aneiros, when by hadlakas aneiros it says the word mi erevad baiker. I mean, this is the one which is going into the wee hours of the night till the following morning, which implies that you're not going to have anything afterwards. Ein davracher mi erevad baiker. The iskish keteris l'neiris, but we have a hekish between keteris to neiris, meaning just like by neiris, there's no, you're not allowed to have another avoida after it. So to keteris, you're not allowed to have the avoida after it, and therefore that's the reason why we're going to say that neiris and keteris are going to come after Karban Pesach. So according to this first price, so we have tamid shel ben arba'im, Karban Pesach, which says the word Erev also, therefore it's later on in the evening. Really, it should have perhaps prefaced Neiros and Keteris. So we have Xeris HaKasa, we have a miut from the word Oise. That is Brisa number one. Brisa number two actually goes with the Kasha, which we asked a minute ago. The Tanya Kikushin. We have a Brisa, which actually is Masik, like the Kasha. And this is actually how we paskin. Tamid kodem akteris, akteris kodemus l'neiris, v'neiris kodemus l'pesach. The enachanami, Pesach is in fact the very last thing which is brought. So it's tamid akteris, neiris, pesach. Why? For the very same reason. Because yu'uchar davash nem rabbi ba'erev, u'bein arbaim, l'davash l'nem rabbi, ela bein arbaim bovad. Being that by Karban Pesach it says the word erev, therefore, that clearly is going to be the last on the list, and that you're going to be makriv at the very end. Aye, frag the Gemara. But don't we have a miut? V'aksiv oisai. Hay oisai mi boilei lema'ute avoideh shebifneim. Now, the word oisai is coming to be mamayit, a similar type of avoideh. Amayni ukteris. Meaning to say like this, maybe let's see a Rashi. If you look at Rashi going across, up a line or two, Rashi says, "Hahu lemuti avoida shebifnim." Hahu oisai lav lemuti pesach asa shehi avoidas chutz. De mistabra dechi kamemayit avoidas pnim de kavasa kamemayit. Meaning, neiros avoidas pnim, keteris avoidas pnim. So, in other words, the pasuk says, the pasuk speaks about. The pasuk speaks about being madlik, the neiros. What does it say? It says vayal mayid mechutz leparechas hashela edes yaruch oisay aron ubanav me'ervat baiker. And we're discussing an avodis pnim, and by an avodis pnim, there's a miut of the word oisay, which is coming to be mamayati, similar type of avodis pnim, but it's got no bearing and no relevance to the Karban Pesach, which is an avodas chutz. So that's what it's coming to do. Meaning to say like this. You might have thought, look, let's read the pasuk. It says, Ubalis aranis aneiris ben arbaim yaktirena. How would you understand that? Maybe that ema nadlik neiris bereisha, v'hadenaktir k'teris, like the order in the psukim, when Aaron is coming to be mad at the neiris, and then Yakhtarina, then after that, then you're going to be a Makhtar, in which case, Ema Nadik Neris Bereisha Vahadinakta Kateris. Maybe you should be Madik the Neris first, and do the Kateris second. And that we say, Miyat Rahmana Oisai. Something to be Mamayat, therefore the word Oisai comes to be Mamayat, that first comes the Kateris, and then comes the Neris, because nothing is going to come after the Neris, and so on. But as we said, it's not coming to be Mamayat the Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach is Avodas Chutz. Says the Gemara, Ela Beino Abayim Yaktirena Lamali. So what is, you know, how do we read that pasuk? How do we read the pasuk of Ubali Saran Esaneris Beino Abayim Yaktirena? What's that coming to teach me? Hachi Kamas, come and say like this. Hachi Kam Rahmana Be'idim the Madlekes Neirois Tehei Miktura Kateris. At the time when you'll be Madlek the Neirois, you should have already have been Makta the Kateris. That is what it's coming to teach me. Fine. The kids that we have over here, two braises. Everyone agrees that the first thing which you're makriv in the evening is the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The question is, do we say the next is the Karban Pesach, and then is Keteris, and then is Neiris? Or do we say, no, first is Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, then Keteris, then Neiris, and finally Karban Pesach is at the very end. That is the second braise. And that is the Psak Halacha, that's how we paskin. Now the reason why is, because by the Karban Pesach it says the word Be'erev. So the other ones just say the word Bein Arbayim. Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim says Bein Arbayim. Keteris, Neiris says Bein Arbayim. But by Pesach it says, besides Bein Arbayim it says Be'erev, and therefore chronologically that is going to be, in the Seidah Dvarim, that's going to be at the very end. That's how we come out. Say again? The word be'erev, what does it say? Kivan amang b'shayiv, Hashem k'lashak, Hashem tizbach es ha-pesach be'erev, it says, given this vicha. Okay, fine, we have a very important little sigya with a very important tesis. Sag b'yomar, Tan Rabbanan, Ein lach ha-davar shakedim ha-tomish shal-shachar elektiris bilvad. Going back to the morning, we're kind of flipping back and forth between the evening and the morning. There's nothing which prefaces the Tamid Shel Shachar, Ela Keteris Bilvad. Shneim Rabba, Baboiker, Baboiker. Again, the same logic, the same reason. It says, Baboiker, Baboiker. V'yuktum Keteris, Dover Shneim Rabba, Baboiker, Baboiker. And it says, V'yuktum Alav Aaron Keteris Samim, Baboiker, Baboiker. L'dover Shalei Neim Rabba, Ela Baboiker, Echot. It only says the word Baboiker once. But if it says babayker babayker, then that means early in the morning. The ein lachadava shemis akiv achet hamid shel bein arbayim ella keteris v'neiresu pesach, which we saw in the previous brisa. Those three things, but now we're adding something else. Umechusik yipurim be'erev pesach. You have an individual, and he is a mechusik yipurim. So let's say he is a mitzera, or he is a zav, or she's a yaletis. And they've gone through their 7 days, and on day number 8, they need to bring their kapara. For whatever reason, they didn't bring their kapara. They should have brought it earlier on in the day, and they didn't. And now it's a question, so what do we do? If they don't bring their kapara, so then they're not going to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. So we say, Mechusik Yipurim Be'erev Pesach, it's an Erev Pesach, Shetevel Sheinis, Ve'ayichales Pischai Le'erev. So there's going to be a special heter for to be makriv mechusik yipurim, and we'll see why. That is the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yishmael b'neish Rabbi Yechon ben Bereka Omer, af mechusik yipurim shayim es hashana, shetevo veichol bekachem la'erev. Just like you're saying, this special provision is granted in order to enable him to be able to participate in the Karban Pesach later on that evening, and therefore we will allow the hakrava of his kapara. So too, even on a regular weekday, we'll allow his akrava in order to allow him to eat kodshim later on that night. So this is what we're going to be discussing now. What is the rationale? What's the logic? What's the halachic rationale to allow and justify being makriv the Mechusik Yipurim's carbon, even after one has been makriv the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim and so on? So the Gemara says like this, Bishlam Latana Kama, who says that you're allowed to go ahead and be makriv of the Mechusik Yipurim in order to enable him to eat from the Korban Pesach. Yobi Aseda Pesach, Sheyesh Beikaris, Vayidcha Aseda Hashlama, Sheyim Beikaris. So let's think about this. What does this mean? Meaning that when it comes to Achilas Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says very clearly that there's Karis if a person doesn't participate. We know the Korban Pesach and Mila are the two Aseis which have Karis with it. So therefore, we really need to go ahead and bend over backwards to try and enable this fellow to eat from the Korban Pesach. Ah, you told me that the Pasuk says Vehiktir Oleh Achel Ve'ashlamim, which says Oleh your Mashlim Kol HaKorbanos Kulam on the Tomajol Shachar. You can be makriv and makter whatever carbon you want, but don't do that on the Tomajol Bin Arbayim. Therefore, there's an Isser Asay to be makriv anything after the Tomajol Bin Arbayim. And what's going on over here? We're being makriv this fellow's kapara. This guy, he's a Zav, she's a Yoledes, he's a Matzera. Why are we doing that? To enable him to eat from the Korban Pesach. Teretz is, Korban Pesach is very chomer. Korban Pesach is an asay, sheyesh beikaris. Now just finish the question, then we'll see Tesis. Ella l'Rabbi Yishmael, b'nei shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka, my ulme dehayasay, mehayasay. What do you want to tell me? There's an asay to eat kodshim? Very nice. But there's an asay, don't be makriv anything after the Tomei Shel Ben Arbayim. And very important, let's remember, Psachim Dafnun Tesel Med Aleph, my ul mihai asay mihai asay. You have no right to go ahead and be matcha one mitzvah asay for another mitzvah asay. Now, says the Gemara, but if you have an asay which has kares, then it's mistaber to say that it is al mehai asay mehai asay. This is going to be stronger than a regular assay. So again, the Gemara says, I understand why we will push off the assay of Hashlama and be makri of the Mechusse Kapara's carbon in order to enable him to partake of the assay of Pesach, which is a strong assay which has kares. So let's see this very important famous thesis over here. Thesis says, Asi Asay, the Pesach, the Ispe, Kares, Vedachi. Heksheriva. Habeidn, the Me'akar Asay, the Ashlama, Le Mekayim Asay, the Achilas Pesach, the Ina Ella Belaila. Fregderiva, Amer, the Kakasha. We know, whenever it comes to one mitzvah being Deich another mitzvah, one mitzvah being Deich Avera, Asay, Techlis, Asay, and so on, there is a klal of Beidna, meaning to say, we will only allow the akira of one mitzvah, one laver, and so on, if when you're doing that, you are going to be mekayim the other one. For instance, what is the example? What is the quintessential example of a seder chalais? Say kilayim betzitzis. So when I am being over the leisasei of kilayim, I'm being mekayim the asay of tzitzis. So it's beidna. So you want to tell me what am I going to do? Think about this for a second. They were makriv the Tomei Shel Ben Arbayim. Let's say it's 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's say they were makriv the Tomei Shel Ben Arbayim. The fellow comes into bed and says, "Rabbi, say I'm really sorry. I'm a mechusse kippurim. It's my eighth day. If you're not going to be a makriv this carbon for me, I'm not going to be able to eat my carbon pesach." Says the Gemara, "You know what? Eating carbon pesach is very chomer. It's an asay sheyesh for karis. We will be over the asay of hashlama in order to allow you, in several hours from now, to eat your Korban Pesach." Frekta Riva, how does that work? It's not Beidna. Azay Frekta Riva. So Tesis brings two truths. Vitirates. Demayri Shishachtu Pesach Olav, Koydem Sheyidchu Aseid Ashlama. They already shechted the Korban Pesach for him before they were makriv his Korban of the Mechusse Kippur. They already had him in mind. How do you know you're allowed to do such a thing? The Sheikh in Vizar can out for Yemu Mechusaki Purim. La Koliyama, you're allowed to do that. You are allowed to include someone in a Korban Pesach, assuming that he will do that which he needs to do in order to be eligible to partake. That's what the Gemara says. The Sheikh in Vizar can out for Yemu Mechusaki Purim, La Koliyama. Afilo lo yeachal lebisayif. Even if he ends up not eating it, Hoyelu biyodoy toloy. being that he had the ability to do what he needed to do to be able to eat. And not only that, says Tesis, potter mi Pesach Sheni. Even if he doesn't end up eating, he's still potter from Pesach Sheni. Afilo le'ochal. So the point is, Hilkach kishemakrev kaparase mekayim asei de Pesach. Therefore, when you're makrev his kapara, it's mam shalom de shavart. When you makrev his kapara right now, you bring his asham, whatever you're bringing, his oila, his chatas. When you makrev it right now, it's considered that he's being yotze his asay of korban pasach, even if he doesn't eat it. Even if he doesn't eat it. Because to the extent that you're allowed to shach the korban pasach on a mechusa kippurim, and you did that already, so now, when you makrev the mechusa kippurim kapara, which needs to be brought right now, kishemakrev kaparase mekayim asay de pasach. The oz havi roi lechol. So that is answer number one. Fantastic answer, which Tesis is giving. Second answer of Tesis is perhaps he's not going to be chayv karas. He will not be chayv karas.
Why does the Gemara say the reason?
Well, because carbon pesach is a carbon vashot in zich karas. So that's what gives it the ability to be deich in the first place. But the Enachanami, Avadi, is not going to be a mechuyev in such a case. Second answer of Tesis is what's perhaps a little bit more famous. Tesis says like this, V'ri imitaritz. The dafka b'loisase de chomir bo'inan b'idna de ma'akar lav de l'kayim asei. Aval asei de chomir dochi asei akal b'chol inyan afilo le mekayim asei chomir b'idna de ka'over asei akal. There is no din of b'idna when it comes to an asay being deich an asay. When do we say there's a klal of asay deich of b'idna the mekayim b'idna the yaber l'leis asay daft if you're doing an asay against the leis asay. But if it's one asay which is chomor being deich a leis asay being deich another asay excuse me which is kal, there is no halachic prerequisite of b'idna that it's got to be at the exact same time. What's my proof, says Tesis? Pelemuchach v'hashileach, Gavi Rebbe Eliezer sheshichra avdoi. What happened? Rebbe Eliezer freed his servant in order to be able to be mekayim, you know, Adar Pasha Zachar or v'nekdash to b'seich b'nei Yisrael to be mashlam a minyan. It says lo'olam b'em tavoidu. This nechaltem esam l'reshes achuza. Lo'olam b'em tavoidu is an insaseh to be meshachar and eved. But he did it in order to do this mitzvah of an ikdashti. It wasn't be'idna. It'll be shluch haken. Davidach ha'seid ha'mitzvah d'chomer la'seid shluch haken. Ila adam rachman ha'shlech t'shalach ha'pilu d'var mitzvah. Leaving that aside. Point is, says Tesis, there is no din of be'idna by an asay being de'echa alois asay. He explains over here, quotes from the Sefer, Baruch Tam. And he says like this, the reason why there's a klal of be'idna is because the whole concept of asay de'chalos asay is not a svara. It's not necessarily a logic. Notwithstanding the Ramban of an asay is av, and leis asay is yira, and av is a stronger concept, and so on. L'maisa, the Gemara says in Yevamos, leis asay is mochamor. And nevertheless, there's a din, asay de'chalos asay. And it's learned out from Kelayim Mitzitzis. The Mela Zakhtar Baruch Tam, the Baruch Tam, he says, Ein lanu bay al chidushay, azoy vi bay tzitzis. Your deicha, asay is deicha leis asay, and beidna that you're over on the lav, you're mekayin asay. So to any time asay is deicha leis asay, it must be beidna. He says, Masha ein kain. If you have an asay chamor, which is pushing aside an asay kal, it's mistaber to say that an asay chamor it pushes aside an asay kal, meaning. The Gemara says if you've got two assays, so we say my ulmi high assay, mi high assay. But if you have an assay, sheyesh bakaris, the Gemara doesn't say my ulmi high assay, mi high assay. Ulmi v'ulmi. Of course it's stronger. It's an assay sheyesh bakaris. Mamela zak tabachtam, there's no klal of bidna. I'm not forced to say ein l'chabay alechidushay because it's mistaber. That is what comes out from Tesis. Good. So that is the reason why. So again, Tesis' discussion was, what about Be'idna? Tesis gives first Alam the Shetaritz, in the mechanics of how carbon pesach works. And the second teretz of the Ri is the kasha doesn't really start. There is no halachic prerequisite of be'idna if an aseh chomor is being decha an aseh kal. Fine. Now, just briefly to mention, because it's also another famous discussion. The Gemara says, I understand why you're able to be makriv a mechusik kippurim's kapara on Erev Pesach, because the aseh of Pesach is very chomor. And therefore, we're going to push aside the aseh kal of hashlama because of the aseh chomor of Karban Pesach. Frick Tesus and Shabbos on Daf Dalet. Remember, we had the sugya on Daf Dalet. Masiv Rav Bevoi Barabaya V'chiyemim Leila Adem Chatei Kadesh Yizke Chavercha. As you remember over there, we had the sugya. Reuven went ahead and he stuck his dough in the oven. So is it permitted for Shimon to go ahead and be raid of the pass and remove the bread from the oven, which is asur to do, albeit an Isser Kal, to prevent Reuven being over a Chiyav Chatas? Says the Gemara, V'chiyemim Leila Adem Chatei Kadesh Yizke Chavercha. What Shimon is going to do in Isser to be matzal Reuven? Do we have such a concept that I need to do a chait in order to be matzal someone else? Fractus was, what are you going to do with the Gemara in Pesachim Dafnun Tesam at Aleph? What's going on in Pesachim Dafnun Tesam at Aleph? Fractus, I didn't bring my carbon. I'm a mechusa kippurim. So I go over to the kahanim and I say, kahanim, you do an assay, you be over the iser of hashlama, so that I can go ahead and eat my carbon pesach tonight. Fractasis, you know, v'chiyemim lel adam chatei kadei shi eske chavercha. So they are doing an iser. They're being over the iser of hashlama in order for me to be able to do my carbon pesach. As they fractasis over there. That fractasis is kasha. And Tesis says, I'm just quoting it over here in short. Tesis says that the reason why is in a situation where the fellow was not posha, the fellow wasn't negligent, which perhaps maybe not like the example I gave, the guy just forgot, but in a situation where he wasn't able to be makriv his carbon until now, even though they've already been makriv the tamashal ben arbayim, and the aseh of hashlama in theory is in force, but one of the things which Tesis was my little dina, and remember we said at the time, huge nafkaminas, is that in a situation where Reuven was not pasha, he wasn't negligent, Shimon is allowed to do an Aveira in order to be Matzel Reuven. So that's what Tesis says. And that's what Tesis says, Ubizeh, doesn't he ask as a kash, he says, Ubizeh Osi Shapir, that the Kahanim are able to be Makriv and be over the Aseh of Hashlama in order to facilitate this Nebuch, this Mechusa Kippurim, who didn't bring his carbon yet to eat his carbon Pesach. That's what Tesis says over there in Pesachim. That's one answer of Tesis. The Ramban, just to mention the Ramban, says another answer, very gishmak, says the Ramban, we don't look at it like that. The Kahanim are the Shluchim of the fellow. So it's not that, you know, the Kahanim are doing the Aveira on behalf of this guy. They are really just his shluchim, and therefore we kind of attribute that they're doing it on behalf of him. That is, the Rosh is a fantastic answer. And, you know, it's amazing what he says. He says that Karban Pesach is a mitzvah shal rabim. By a mitzvah shal rabim, we say chatei kadei sheyizke rabim al yodei. And that's what the Tzar Rosh says. Al Kaponim answers this question. One very interesting, insightful ha'ara, we tried to find the Sfas Emes yesterday. We had to say we had to make do with the Chedush Arim on the yard site. But there's a very interesting Sfas Emes, just, you know, like, pshat. Frank, the Sfas Emes, what are all the Rishonim talking about? What are they talking about? They're asking Akasha. Tezis in Shabbos, the Ramban in Shabbos, there's a Rosh in Shabbos. How can the Kahanim go ahead and do an Aveira? I, it's a case of Chatei. Fregdis Vasemes. Shalachayra b'sugyaseinu kevim sha'amru sha'asei shal Pesach doiche asei shal Hashlama. It's not an Aveira. Hariz a heter. V'en ein kan chait klal, v'en oimrim kan l'kahanim l'achtoi. Vas past the whole deon of Hatei with the Tesis and the Ramban and the Tesis of Rosh. You know? Yeah, good.
Make an assumption here that we don't say to a person Hatei Kadeshi Tiske Cholecha. But you make an assumption that you yourself care. The Ramban is a Yeshneach of the person. But don't we have a cloud that you can't do something wrong yourself, even for yourself?
So the question being asked is that the assumption is that Reuven can't do a chait for Shimon, but Reuven can do a chait for himself. So then that's also a diyun in the Rishonim over there on in Shabbos. And Lemaisa, they say that you yourself, we are the same two situations where we say chatei, mitzvah rabbah, heichad alei pasha, the poskim say apply to you yourself. And it's used very much in the world of Kirov, and Shlomo Zalman wrote a tshuva about this. That if you yourself are on a level in Yiddishkeit, you're not holding by keeping Shabbos, the whole Shabbos. Friday nights, you're willing to keep Shabbos Friday night and go to someone's house, but you know the Nebuch, this guy is not holding, he's going to drive back. But he knows that this, if he starts and he does this, maybe Kadesh Yizkeh, I myself will be Zeichas. That's very much used, right? That the same Ethereum, if it's a Mitzvah Rabbah and Heichat Alei Pasha, it's also used. Okay, let's see. So again, that was the Gasha. We said like this, one more time. Bishlam Ladana Gami Yavazid the Pesach Shish Bekaris with Chasid HaShlama. Why Shem Bekaris? I understand that because one is a Mitzvah Rabbah. One is an Asay with Karis. Elalur Bishmo Ben Ezel Rechom Emreka Might Omid HaYasei MeHaYasei. Why am I allowed to go ahead and be over the Asay of HaShlama in order to allow this guy to eat a piece of kodshim? It's a nice mitzvah, but my only hayasei, my hayasei. So Gemara brings two answers. Amar Rav Chisda, hacha b'chatas ha'oyif ha'skinen, she'eim mizbeach el adama. We are discussing over here that the carbon in question is chatas ha'oyif. The only thing which the mizbeach has is the dam. Very important Rashi, directly across. Hacha d'kam Rav Yishmal, hacha chusuk yipurim, b'mitzayra ani ka'amar. Shemedi chatas oif v'nechelis l'kahanim v'ein ba haktara. Very important line. V'aseida shlama gabi haktara k'siv. V'tahar shlam chusik yipur etzluyu b'chatas k'dachsiv v'kriva l'vnei Hashem v'chipala u'b'chatas koi b'yeladis. So it's a chatas oif of an ani. There is no haktara. If there's no haktara, then there's no problem. It's only, again, what does it say? The hiktir aleha chel v'yashlamim. On the Tomas Shal Shachar, be maktir all the karbonis you want, agansa tog, Shal Shachar, but not ben arbaim. Don't be maktir anything post Tomas Shal ben arbaim. Zogt Rashi, zogt Gemara, that's a din in Haktara. Atasoy, if you're not being maktir. Very gishmat, that's what Chizda. Rebaba Amar, filo teima mechatas behema. Well, you have to be maktir. You know what you do? I've come up with a nice chap, says her papa. Mala umelina bereshisho mizbeach. You take the ivarim and you place them not on the actual eish of the maracha, place them on the mizbeach and leave them there. Leave them there. And if you leave them there, there's no problem of lina, because so long as it's on the mizbeach, there is no problem. So you leave them there. Okay, good. Says the Gemara, fine. So these are the two answers. Answer number one of Chizda was Chatas Oif. Answer number two, you put it on the Mizbeach and you don't actually makter it. Fregbi Markasha on Chizda, Voika Hashem. One second, you're telling me Chatas Oif, that's all very nice. He's an Ani, so he's able to bring an Oif. But what about Hashem? Hashem only comes mi behema. So what are you going to do with the Hashem? And by the Hashem, so long as you don't bring it, so then there is no kapara for the Bailam. So according to you, Rav Chisda, you're stuck. Meaning Mishnah or Papa. Hainu de Malin law. You do a halana, you put it on the Mizbech, you're not actually makter it. El Rav Chisda Maikel Meimar. Zok to Rav Chisda, Amri Shekarev Hashama. You're right, we'll have to make a new kimta that they've already been makri of the Hashem. Fragdi ma veikul, oila. What about the oila? You also have to bring an oila. Vechite ma oila le ma'akva. Maybe you'll tell me the oila is not ma'akiv. It's not true. Vatanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Shlomo Yechamim Breika Omer Keshim Shechatos Vashama Im Ma'akvin Oisoi Kach Elasi Ma'akavasi. So what are you going to do with that? V'chitei Ma Bishakarva Ilasa, you maybe say the same thing. They already were makriv the oila before the Tamash Shalbin Arbaim, and the only thing outstanding is the Chatas, and the fellow's an Ani, and therefore it's a Chatas Oif, and there's no Haktara. Maybe I'll tell you, you've already been makriv the oila, but you weren't makriv the Chatas yet. Well, me, Karva Ilasa, Kedim Lachatas, Risha, and you're allowed to do that. Batanya, Vikriv is a Shia Lachatas Rishona. Matam Alemer, the Chatas is Rishona, Imolamachi, Kedem is Laila, Harik Varnamra, the Vesha Shani Yasa Oila. Tamishpat. It says that the oila comes afterwards, like the chatas. Elazeb no av, lechol chatois, shiyu kodmois lechol oilois, habois imayen. Every chatas comes before an oila. The canon of filo chatas of kodim is lailas beimo. The kodim of chatas is even if it's a chatas oif, it comes before an oilas beimo. So, don't make an ukimta. Don't tell me that you're already makr of the oila, because we're speaking in a case we haven't been makr of the chatas. Says the Gemara, Amarav is shiny oilas metzaira.
I'm just asking if it's a general rule fact that size counts. That doesn't have a minute of the rule that goes down. If you had a chatas suaf and a chatas behaima, which would count first, no difference.
No, well, the question is that here we are seeing that maybe that there's a DNS to whether that size counts. We know that a behemoth is more chashiv than an oif. And therefore, you might have thought that when we say a chatas comes first, if it's a chatas behema. But if a chatas is an oif, we should come before an eilas behema, maybe not. And that we say no. Yeah, a chatas always comes first.
Is there any precedence?
Say again?
Both
chatuas, is there a precedence for chatas behema or chatas what? Not sure. I don't know. That I'm not sure about. Al Kabbanim, Frag the Gemara, said, how can you tell me you can't say that you are makr of the oila already? Says the Gemara, you can. Amar Rav, a shiny oila, a shiny las mitzera, the Rahmana Omar. The hela hakoyin es ha'oila, and we darshin shehela kvar. We darshin that you already have been makrivit. Places on Amanal points out this is a din b'dyavid, right? Because the pasuk does say v'acha yishchet es ha'oila, but it's nirmas in the pasuk that if you're makriv the oila first, it's okay b'dyavid. So again, where are we holding over here? We said. And the only time you're able to be makriv something after Tamash Shel Bein Arba'im is Karban Pesach, because there it says Be'erev. Also, a fellow who's a Mechusat Kippurim and Erev Pesach, Tidus Karban Pesach, because the Asay Sheyesh Bakaris of Pesach pushes aside the Asay of Hashlama. Comes along the other opinion, who was Rabbi Shmuel Ben Benesh Shel Bein Breika, who says, even a Mechusat Kippurim shall call you Mez Hashanah in order to land the Kachim. Frag the Gemara, but why? Mayo mehayasay. And now we have two answers. Chizdu says, we're speaking about a chatas oif, where there's no haktara necessary. If there's no haktara necessary, there is no problem of aleh hashleim, because that's a din in haktara. And according to Rav Papa, even if you'll say, speaking about chatas beima, we will say that you are male, and male in it, or gabi hamizbeach. Good. So according to Rav Papa, who says it was speaking about doing halana, lidyach amas malam alina bereishis shel mizbeach, taimin va'avdina and milsel kahan and also lidyakala. I mean, come on, imagine if you will, you're a kohen, you go up to the mizbeach and you see some evarim, and they're not quite on the fire. What are you going to do if you're a conscientious kohen? You're going to take them and you're going to put them on the Mizbeach. You're going to end up doing that. And that says the Gemara, no, you won't do that. And ultimately the Kashis, and therefore there's a problem of Aleha. Says the Gemara, no, Amalei Kehanim's reasoning. We're not concerned the Kehanim will do that. They will know this one is just supposed to remain off the fire, and so on. Kehanim's reasoning. Good. Amalir of Ashil of Kahana of Amalir of Huna Breder of Nosan of Papa of Papa. According to Rababa of Hakamadale Miskatri Amurin, Kahanale Matsiach Libasar. What are you telling me? What's your Eitzer of Papa? Meaning we've got this technical problem. You want to be Maktir, be Makri of the Mechusa Kippurim's Kapara, in a way that you don't transgress the Yisrasei of Alea Hashlem, but don't be Mashlem on Tamash Shel Bein Arba'im. So what do? You put it on the Mizbeach, not on the Yesh. Very nice. But until you've been makter, until you've been machzir, says the Gemara, kol kama de lemiskatri, kahanim lemotzi achli the kanim cannot eat. The Tanya Yahol Yukanim Rashim Bechaz of a Shrek, Kedim Akhtaris Amorim, Talmud Lema Vihikta Akhenes Achelev Amizbecha, Vahadar Vaya Chazal Aaron Lebonav, the Kamadikanim Le Achli Bosser, Bailam Le Miskapri. Well, the whole point is to evoke a kapora for the Bailam. But until the Kahanim are Makdir, the Kahanim cannot eat. Until the Kahanim eat, the Bailam don't have a kapora. So what's going on over here? The Tanya ba'achlo isam asher kupar b'ham, b'lamit shekahanim aichlim u'bailam iskaprim. So long as you haven't been makdir, the bailim don't have a kapara. In short, that's the Gemara's kasha. Amalei, Rav Papa would say, kaven deli efsher, being that we are in a efsher type of situation, we are simply stuck. We need to do what we can, and we're not able to be makdir it because of the asay of hashlama. Kaven the Le'efsher, it's a halachic impossibility right now to do it. Asom kemi shenitmu oisha avdu. So in din, we're going to treat it like a case, like the Emurim, or the Kintamei, or they went missing, the Tanya. Yochol nitmu Emurim oisha avdu, layukanim zakayim mechaz v'shoik. So I might think that if the Emurim became Tamei, or they were lost, the kanam naladit nechaz v'shoik, tamad leimer zahaya nechaz l'arnu levanav, mikol makam. We learn from this yitur that in all cases, in all situations, the kahanim are allowed to eat nechaz v'shoik, meaning in a case where it was lost or it was mitma. So over here, we're going to treat this like a case as if it was lost or it was mitma. Fine, ad kan, that little sugya weird that Rav Papa and says the Gemara, Rav Kahana Rami. Rav Kahana has the stira, Ksiv layalan chilev chagi ad boike. The pasuk says, the whole pasuk says, leisizbach al chametz dam zivchi, layalan chilev chagi ad boike. So in reference to the carbon pesach, and you're not supposed to shecht the carbon pesach when you have chametz in your possession, and there shouldn't be you shouldn't be malin it until the morning. V'layalin chaylev chagi adboiker. So we're medayik. Adboiker hu delayalin. Till the morning, you're not allowed to be malin it. Hakola laila kula yalin. But you're allowed to have it around and about the entire evening. Uksiv vehikter ale chel vehashlomim. Ale hashlin kala karbonis kulan. So, what is the kasha? If we look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, "Hakol alayla yalin lamato malin lamaktir and kol alayla." You're allowed to bring it up and be maktir the entire night. The einay nifsal elim kain matzon ba'elas hashachar keshul lamato al makol alayla roila haktir. So we see the entire night you are allowed to do a haktara. Uksiv aleha hashlim demash mishleis akiv davar achatamish al bin arbayim. I thought we said there is this din of hashlama that you're not allowed to be makd anything after the tamid. So we answer. We say hu bayis la, hu bayis la v'hu mafarik la kushin ito yisru. So actually, we're speaking in a case. And when the pasuk says that don't leave over the chalev of the chag ad haboker, if this is referring to the other karbanos, not the karban pesach, so in a situation, in a case where Rashi says mi karbanos shenizrak daman koidim tamid, you have other karbanos, you reserve the dam before the tamid like it's din required. But you didn't have a chance yet to be makrivit. Very interesting lashon. Meaning, you brought the tamid shel shachar. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "V'hishlim aleha, v'hikter aleha, chelvei hashlamim." Be makter upon it, the chelvei hashlamim. Be makter on the tamid shel shachar, whatever chalavim you want. Chel ve'ashlamim. So we're saying, in a case where you shechted another carbon in the right time, before the Tamei Shel Ben Arba'im, but you didn't yet have an opportunity to be makter it, it's considered in din a kiyum of the hikter aleha chel v'hashlamim. This is treated, not that I'm doing something after the Tamei Shel Ben Arba'im. It's actually considered in din that this is a korban which I'm being makter upon the Tamei Shel Shachar. Let me explain this a little bit better. The Pasuk says, Tamei Shel Shachar, Tamei Shel Ben Arba'im. The Pasuk really is only speaking about the Tamei Shel Shachar. It says, V'hiktir aleha chel v'ashlamim. Upon the first carbon of the morning, the Tamei Shel Shachar, be makter upon it whatever you want. The inference being, but don't be makter upon the Tamei Shel Ben Arba'im. After this, nothing. And now we're saying, Layalin chelev chagi ad boiker. Various karbonis don't leave over till the morning, but you can be makter them the whole night, implying after the Tamei Shel Ben Arba'im you can be makter. But I thought you said aleha hashlam kol karbonis kulam. You're not allowed to. Teretz is, we're speaking about a carbon which you shechted in the AM, shechted at 10 in the morning, you just didn't yet, you weren't as of yet makter it. But being that you could have been makter it, so we look at this carbon which you're going to be makter at 2 AM, as if you were makter it post the Tamei Shel Shachar. It's considered that Rashi is being madgish. The kevan the nira lahakrova koydem lachin al Tamei Shel Shachar hu mushlam. It's considered in din that when I'm being mashlim this, I'm not being mashlim this on the Tamei Shel Ben Arba'im, which I'm not allowed to. I'm really being mashlim it on the Tamei Shel Shachar because I shechted it after the Tamei Shel Shachar. I could have been makriv and makterit to the Tamei Shel Shachar. Mamela, it's considered that it's still shayich to the morning, to the Tamei Shel Shachar, and I'm being mashlim this on the Tamei Shel Shachar, not being mashlim it on the Tamei Shel Ben Arba'im. That is the way he is answering it. Let's just see one more.
Once you have a din that things can be, you can be makriv at night. It has to be like this. Otherwise you could never be makriv anything at night.
Exactly. The question is, otherwise, with the first mission of Brachas, right? Hekdech halavim kala layla. Yeah, Teretz is, it has to be. Now that we're saying that there's a din, there's an isra say to be makter post Tamei Shel Ben Arba'im, so it has to be that you were makter it earlier in the AM, let's say, and you didn't have a chance to do the haktarah. And meila, it's considered that it's shayach to the morning, and therefore it's not considered that I'm being over the assay of Ashlama. Let's just see if we can finish. Ramir Safar Larav Ksir La Yalin. Labaiker zevachada chaga pesach labaiker. Excuse me. Layalin labaiker zevach chaga pesach labaiker huda layalin. To the morning in Eladiv Malanit hakala laila yalin ayvaksev eilas Shabbos b'Shabbate v'le eilas choyl b'Shabbos v'le eilas choyl b'Yomtiv. So it's going to come out that there will be certain situations where you're going to end up being maktir. The carbon, various carbonis, on a Shabbos, or on a Yom Tov, according to this. If you look at Rashi says, yalin, the yaktirene below Yom Tov. How can you do that? You shechted on a Yudalid, which was a Tuesday. You end up doing the Haktarah on a Yom Tov. You're not supposed to do a Haktarah of a weekday carbon on a Yom Tov. How can you do that? It's an alta kasha. Yudalid was on a Shabbos. There the din is the chelve Shabbos kravim yomtiv. You are allowed to be maktir chelev, the chelev of Shabbos and yomtiv. From Shabbos to yomtiv you can do. Says the Gemara, Amalei Nishum the Chelve Shabbos Karinin Karakraven B'Yomtiv. That's going to be pshat in the Pasuk. Anon Nekuv and Namalei the High Krob Arbasa Shechalies B'Shabbos Udechsiv. It's one thing to make an Ukimta in a Mishnah and a Braisa. We're going to make an Ukimta in the Pasuk and say that the inference in the Dig of the Pasuk is referring to a case where you shechted on your Dalit, which was a Shabbos, and you're going to be Makrav on Yomtiv? Amalei, yes. Shavki lekra du dachik umukim anafshei. We have no other choice. That is how we're going to have to learn the pasuk. Okay.